gotta say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
And hold it, Sam.
Jim Palmer,
Tony Fernandez, Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
This is Bill Murphy.
My two men, Randy Steph.
Ray Nitschke.
Chris Evert.
George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris.
I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
What is going on, everybody? It is a Friday, the 22nd of whatever month this is.
Already April. Yes, sir.
I am supposed to be in Las Vegas broadcasting. You are supposed to be at the main mothership studio.
Yeah.
But instead, we are at the bunker. Long story. long story. You know, anybody who knows me, I mean really knows me, we've talked for years and years, my friends and family, about I have a very talented stomach.
Yes.
Because of all the crap that I eat.
Yes.
And I always know when something's wrong. I can always tell. Matter of fact, I wasn't even supposed to be here because I was supposed to skydive on Sunday.
Was it supposed to be?
So we'll get to that in a minute as well. But I was supposed to go to Vegas, UFC 198.
Seven.
Seven?
Yes.
Six, five, four, three, two, one.
All of the above.
John Jones on Saturday. So what I did on the airlines, because I'm a preferred platinum plus ruby, gold, silver, add them all together and you have whatever.
So they do know who you are.
Yeah, but they could care less. So I booked the flight and I put a 7-day hold on it. And I did it until we were within X amount of time of the flight. And then it was to a 24-hour hold. And I did that for a continuous week. I would book it on Friday. I'd cancel on Saturday, rebook for Sunday, cancel on Sunday, rebook for Monday, all the way. I'm going to Vegas on Tuesday, and then we had a attempted break-in at the main studio.
Yeah, that was awesome.
While we were all at the UFC. So then I pushed it back. I'm like, you know, until I get some things in order and I'm upping the security and, you know, I'm loading the weapons and, you know, next time I want you to come through that freaking front door. And the back door and the side doors, because I have booby traps. Big books are going to fall on you and you're going to get hurt. Speaking of which, we've got some books to give away.
We read?
Well, I don't. That's why I'm giving the books away.
You don't need them.
I literally could tell you the last book I wrote.
You wrote a book?
I wrote a book. I could literally tell you. You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you. The last book that I read, and it was so long ago. It's probably
was it the UFC encyclopedia?
I've never read that. That's it's got pictures. You know, that's all I got to worry about. So I kept pushing it back, and I was going to go Tuesday, then I was going to go Wednesday, then I was going to go Thursday. Now I'm not going at all. But I did go to the police today and found out more information about the attempted break-in.
Hopefully that was beneficial, and you can
because the week has gone the way that it has, and I will tell you the story about the skydive. I will tell you all of that, but let me start by saying there's a ton of stuff going on this weekend. We'll get to it. But because of the way the week has gone, starting with the skydive situation on Sunday, Rugged Maniac tomorrow, the Lightning are getting me fat because they continue to win and McDonald's continues to give away free food, I'm going to start drinking.
Drinking what?
I am.
Let's qualify that statement.
Doesn't matter? Oh, no, alcohol.
Alcohol?
Yeah, I am going to start drinking alcohol tonight. I'm starting tonight.
Okay.
Tonight is
because?
The Big Tampa Beer Fest.
Oh.
It's tonight and it's tomorrow. And I checked it out. We're going to have some tickets to give away. We're going to have Craig Johnson on about 1:35 or so. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to attempt to drink some tonight. What the heck?
Well, obviously this isn't going to be the first time for you drinking. I know that it was a big deal when you went to Germany to cover the UFC and you had some beer over there.
A beer. A half a beer.
What is your particular favored brew?
I wish that this was the Wednesday night show so I could say really what I want to you.
Mm-hmm.
How the hell would I know?
You might have an idea.
I have no idea. None. Zippo. None. So I'm going with Sean KO Radio, who is the beer aficionado.
That he is.
So we're going to go out to the Big Tampa Beer Fest later on tonight. If you'd like to get some tickets, shoot me an email. Go to knockoutradio.com. We'll have some drawings as soon as Craig Johnson is on. But tomorrow, John Jones gets back in the cage. UFC 197. How about that? How about I knew that? Fighting Ovince. How do you say his name? Ovince?
Ovince.
Ovince.
Saint
Preux. I don't think he even has a puncher's chance.
This might be one of those where it's like it doesn't need to happen. We know the outcome already.
Yeah. I don't think that, and I just saw Chael and Gilbert was on the Four Letter Network, and Chael Sonnen, the great Chael Sonnen, said he doesn't even have a puncher's chance. He can't knock him out. Now, he's a big, strong dude. OSB.
He played football at University of Tennessee.
That doesn't mean that you're
He's good at Tennessee. Moving people around.
It's Tennessee.
It's the SEC.
Yeah, it is the SEC, but it's Tennessee. It's the lower of the SEC.
Yeah. At least it's not Vanderbilt.
Down at the bottom, you've got... Well, I'd still rather be a football player at Vandy than Tennessee or Auburn.
You think so?
Absolutely.
Because?
Because at least I'm educated enough to go get a job. No? Let's see.
Shots fired.
Do I know anybody that played at Tennessee? Let me think real quick. I don't know. Maybe. That's why I didn't go.
Well, if you didn't before, you pissed off everybody who you might have a chance.
Auburn? I don't know anybody who went to Auburn. Who do I know that went to Auburn?
Personally?
Yeah. Somebody that, they like, when I go into $1, they're going to say, you know what? I went to Auburn. I'm punching you in the face. Nobody.
So, you know, I don't.
Well, what do I care?
Let me see if I can
find
if there are any Auburn alum on the Bucks.
We need to get to some MLB. We need to get to some NBA. We need to get
everything.
To a lot of stuff. But let's go back in time. The UFC was in town last week. UFC Fight Night was Saturday night. Not a sold-out crowd, but I thought, all in all, a decent card up until the finale with Rashad getting knocked out not once but twice.
Yeah, that was not fun.
Kind of ugly. Will we see Rashad Evans fight again? I don't know. Do you want to see Rashad Evans fight again?
Personally, I do.
Because you like the way he falls?
I am. Well, I'm the type of person.
Funny. That
no.
was funny. That was funny.
Tough crowd today.
Yeah, it is.
I am of the opinion that quick knockouts don't tell you much. It tells you that one or two punches or kicks landed just right, and anybody can do that, sort of. So I think right now we're still in that in-between of what will Rashad do. I think he still has a couple fights in him. Top of the division, no.
Yeah, but he's ranked 5 or 6. So what is that telling
that's
you?
That's also a product of everybody else in the division,
and
not just him.
No,
too.
I understand that, and that's what I'm saying. If he can't fight the upper echelon, but he's ranked 5 or 6, that's telling you the division's pretty weak.
Well, and we will see a little bit of change up now that we have John Jones back and in the mix, and we have to see what happens with his fight against Cormier once that happens as well.
UFC 200.
But... Is that already...
No, but that's my prediction.
That's what you think?
If he wins tomorrow, now that Conor McGregor is allegedly off the UFC 200 card, mm-hmm. Even though the window has been reopened that he could be added back, and we'll get to that too. I mean,
sure.
We need to talk more about it on Knockout Radio so we can spend a great deal of time on it. Is Conor right? Is Conor wrong? We'll get to that probably in the second or third segment as to some of his comments and where it goes from that. But enough about that. God of the Tampa Bay area. I used to think God of the Tampa Bay area was Warren Sapp. I used to think God of the Tampa Bay area was Derek Brooks. I used to think God of the Tampa Bay area was Evan Longoria. It's Ben Bishop. Did you see that game?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
You know, you always hear, and to be honest, I watched more of that last game than probably any game this season.
Yeah.
And, you know, you hear all the time he's playing on his head. He's playing. That dude was everywhere.
He was on fire.
What would have happened, and I hate going back in time,
if
Ben Bishop wasn't hurt last year for the Stanley Cup Finals? You watched that game yesterday, and I think there's absolutely no doubt that Ben Bishop wins the Stanley Cup with the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Yeah, because they had it. Even without him being 100%, they had a couple shots and were competitive last year, so... he adds that much to the team when he is 100% healthy, sure.
I've said this numerous times. I'm a hypocrite.
Yes, you have.
I am a hypocrite. And I've always said that I hate when they shake hands after the game is over. I hate it.
Yeah.
And I do hate it.
Mm-hmm.
I hate when you're playing recreation softball and you shake hands after. I hate it. I got thrown off a team permanently because I wouldn't go out and shake hands after. Mm-hmm. We just had a bench clearing brawl. Why am I going to shake their hand?
Right.
You know, they could die in a car wreck for all I care. You know, I'm not going to go out there and shake their hand. But in a weird, weird way, because of the way the Detroit series went, because of the brawls and the free-for-alls and, you know, literally everybody punching everybody, I kind of liked that they shook hands after. And it just goes to show, though, that a lot of those fights, they're kind of set up.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Did I ever tell you the story? The game was at the Tropicana.
Okay.
Back when it first started. Mm-hmm. And I'm down in the bowels of the, whatever it was called back then. And they're talking about, all right, we're dropping gloves 2 minutes into the game. They're already setting it up. You know, so some of the bad blood is real. But some of that bad blood is just set up. Let's put on a show. How about the chicken move? Do you see that?
You know,
a fight was started, and then they wanted to fight again. And the Red Wing looks over at
Boyle.
Well, Boyle was the Lightning
did
that wanted
the,
to fight. Right, did the
yeah,
chicken.
Yeah, did the chicken, yeah.
So the Red Wing looks over at the ref, and he's shaking his head. No, don't want to go. I don't want to drop. And then as Boyle skates back over to you know, the bench, he's doing the chicken dance.
Do you remember? I know that's like you asking me if I saw something.
No.
Do you remember the player the Lightning traded to get Ben Bishop? He was a young rookie phenom called Corey Conacher. Yeah, right now he's not even in the NHL right now.
It's still not the worst trade in sports.
It's not the worst trade in sports, but that's the alternative.
What's the worst trade in sports in your opinion? A lot come to mind. Herschel Walker trade.
Well, I think I know which one you're going.
I don't know. That Herschel Walker trade is still pretty bad.
You're talking about Ryan Sandberg, though.
Yeah, the Ryan Sandberg trade was, because that was the throw-in.
Yeah.
It was Larry Boer for Ivan DeJesus with Ryan Sandberg as the throw-in.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Herschel Walker, the trade was like for 416 picks. And the Eagles just gave away a boatload.
Yeah, we needed to talk about that as well. They gave away 5 picks, three for this year.
And 3 ones, right?
I think so. This year for the number 2, and then a conditional 7th, I think, for a year or two from now.
Best number what? One? The best trade? If that's the worst, one of mine, because this is arguable, one of the greatest trades of all time was trading the first round pick to the Baltimore Colts for Don Shula. Coach.
Oh, yeah.
Don Shula.
Yeah.
And then, you know, look and see what happened after that. And obviously it was pretty good. This Saturday at UFC 197, the pound for pound king, John Bones Jones, returns to the octagon as he faces off against Ovince St. Preux for the interim UFC light heavyweight title, plus UFC flyweight champion Demetrius Mighty Mouse Johnson defends his title for the 8th time against U.S. Olympic gold medalist winning wrestler Henry Cejudo. Order UFC 197, Jones vs. St. Preux, live on pay-per-view this Saturday at 10 p.m., 9 Central. We have some DVDs to give away as well. All you have to do is go to the website, knockoutradio.com. In the contact page, put UFC 197. Here's how weird this is. Put in UFC 197 in the subject line and register to win UFC 128. We have the DVD for the UFC 128, which is Shogun versus Jones. And I believe it was Uriah Faber was the co-main event.
Gotcha.
So we are going to give those away. And you do need to check this out tomorrow, UFC 197. But in order to register to win the first of many giveaways on today's show, go to knockoutradio.com in the subject line. Put UFC 197, which will register you for a copy of UFC 128. More shenanigans when we return. This is Talking Sports.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
What gourmet restaurant features spicy taco, buffalo blue cheese, garlic parm, caramel apple pie, and much more? Chef-inspired popcorn would be that place. That's right, chef-inspired popcorn. Located in Tampa at 7004 Hanley Road. Check them out at cipopcorn.com for more flavors, where they can work with you to come up with your very personal flavor. It's not just popcorn, it's chef-inspired.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Holy Hog, the best barbecue in Tampa Bay. Winner of the 2013, 14, and 15 Best of the Bay. Holy Hog, the 2014 and 15 Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown Champs as well. Holy Hog has four convenient locations on Armenia, Henderson, Carrollwood, and downtown Tampa. Also two locations in Amalie Arena. Holy Hog can cater any size event, and the fall catering includes smoked hams and turkeys. So why cook during the holidays? Fresh smoked southern barbecue and homemade sides. Your hometown smokehouse, it's Holy Hog.
Hey, Randy Regime, this is Wegs with Talking Sports, and if you know Randy, you know he isn't exactly what you'd call a gym-goer. That's where Kinetics Health Club at the corner of 49th Street and Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park comes in. Kinetics is a family-friendly fitness center with group fitness, personal training, free weights, cardio equipment, and a spin room. Kinetics is a first-class gym with awesome equipment and a very knowledgeable staff. So first-class, even Randy trains there with his trainer, Scott. Call Scott at 727-827-7979 for the latest details and promotions. Again, that's Kinetics Health Club at 7670 49th Street North in Pinellas Park.
You've seen Rugged Maniac on Shark Tank. You've heard us talk about Rugged Maniac last year. And now Rugged Maniac will be returning to the Tampa Bay area on April 23rd. Rugged Maniac is the epic party. And I know as I ran the Rugged Maniac last year. And we'll be doing it again on April 23rd. With 25 epic obstacles and a 3-mile course that makes this the ultimate event that you'll love and continue to ask for more. You can run individually or as part of a team, and both are a ton of fun. With the lowest prices and the most obstacles, it's easy to see why Rugged Maniac has become America's favorite obstacle race. Don't delay and sign up today. Go to ruggedmaniac.com for more details and easy-to-follow instructions on signing up.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Uriah Faber, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
Welcome back. We were talking, what were we talking about? We were talking about everything under the sun.
Benson Henderson, I believe, fights for the title tonight.
He does.
A lot of MMA in this show today.
There is. It's very heavy. We had a lot. We had the internet and, more specifically, Twitter break on a couple of occasions.
Did it really
occasions.
Break down?
People really blew up. It was pretty
the
significant.
Conor McGregor retirement, not retirement.
Yeah. Well, and to be fair, he never actually said that he retired. He hinted at the prospect, and the media ran with it. But then he clarified. He released a statement. He had said that he was going to retire young. Thanks for the cash. Catch y'all later type deal. But he actually didn't say that he retired. It just sounded like it, and so that's what everybody was saying. And
then Dana White and the UFC took him off UFC 200.
Which I think was actually what happened first when it came down
right,
to it.
Right, it was.
He didn't show up for the press conference for UFC 200. Everybody else did. He was in Iceland, is in Iceland training, and didn't want to make that travel to here for the press conference because he didn't show up. Dana pulled him before that announcement was made. He made the tweet. Everybody freaked out. The announcement is made that he was pulled from 200, and then they had to figure out who's going to fight Nate Diaz, which I heard somewhere, and I have no idea if this is something you have
made
heard.
Up.
Something you may have. Possibly the UFC was going to try to use this as an opportunity to bring GSP back and fight Nate Diaz?
Well, no. The talk is
like that.
The talk is GSP versus BJ Penn.
He's already booked for 198 okay. against Dennis Seaver.
The talk is George St. Pierre versus BJ Penn at UFC 200.
If you're GSP, which fight would you take? You think
BJ Penn?
Because
Nate Diaz may do damage to GSP. I like Nate Diaz's chance to beat GSP more than BJ Penn. Did you see BJ Penn's last fight? Just asking, did you?
Yeah.
Did you see Nate Diaz's last fight?
Yeah.
Who would you rather fight?
Oh, I'd rather fight BJ, absolutely.
Okay. All right. I want to watch GSP versus BJ Penn about as much as I want to watch the Houston Rockets defeat Golden State Warriors. Oh, that's
so
right.
You don't.
They did last night. I don't.
You don't want to see it, yeah.
How about the Warriors played like crap last night and only lost by one?
Well, that's the thing. You have an off night. It's okay if you lose. Because
well, the off night is Curry
more.
Didn't play.
There you go.
You know, so that definitely is your off night. So a couple of baseball things. A no-no thrown yesterday.
Yeah, Jake Arrieta throwing his second in his very young career. Stud for the Cubs. And
his slider was all over the place.
It worked.
No, I'm saying.
Hey.
I believe you youngins say he was filthy.
It was filthy.
Now, when I walk in the door and my wife says you're filthy, that means go take a shower.
Yeah, that's
a bad
thing.
But you youngins are talking like he was filthy, which means
it's opposite day.
He was on for sure.
Yeah.
I saw this on the internet, and this is
so it must be true.
So it must be true. Well, it's just a question. Who is the number one baseball player right now? Who is the number one pick in your fantasy draft? Would it be Harper, and would it be Trout?
Right this second, I would have to say Harper.
Okay. Harper may be the best player in Major League Baseball. If you are starting a team, do you still start with Harper? With everything, you know, his baggage, everything that, you know, again, is Harper that much better than Trout?
I would pick Trout. If I'm building a franchise and I have to start off with anybody and I have to pick between those two guys, I pick Trout.
Because of locker room, clubhouse as well?
Because it is, well, I would say that's the defining factor. Because on the field, they are as close as you can get. So if I can have somebody who may or may not be just as good, but he's right around there, plus you get the benefits of all the off-field stuff, the squeaky clean image up to this point, you have what he brings to the clubhouse and the dugout, I pick Trout.
Now, if I take Harper, I want to bring Pablo Bond with him. I think it should be
it's a motivating factor.
I think I would like to see it. You know, and we talk enough about cage fighting and stuff, and I would definitely like to see those two go at it, you know, for sure. The draft right around the corner, by the way.
Yeah, ready, set, go.
Next Thursday.
Do you like it still being in Chicago?
I could care less where it is.
I don't even hear about it now that it's in Chicago.
Who cares? I don't care if it's in New York. Honestly, I don't care if it's in my backyard.
Have you been to a draft before?
No. I have no interest in it.
Well, that doesn't mean you haven't been to it before.
But there's no reason to go to it anymore. There's no, you know, with everything, the social media, it's now covered. It's, you don't need to be there. It's not like necessarily you're going to have access to do interviews and stuff.
Sure.
So, no. And again, I'm not a fan. You know, I cover the sport. You know, if I was a fan, then, you know, yeah, to get in all the hoopla and, you know, I think the first thing I would do is yell J-E-T-S, Jets, 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 just because that's all you ever hear. You know, maybe grab a barrel and throw two straps over me or something. Barrel man. But no, I have absolutely no interest, you know, none at all. I'll watch the first round, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I'll watch. That's a lie. Maybe I'll watch up until the Bucks draft. Okay,
and
that's a lie, too.
You'll be on your Twitter.
Well, I may be over at $1.
You
know, because we'll get to interview the draft pick and all that kind of stuff. But the draft just doesn't excite me that much, mainly because I can't name all 72,000 players that are draft eligible, where a lot of people can.
Do you feel that the big trade for the Eagles affects the drafting at all for the Bucks?
No, because whoever's being picked two was going to be picked two no matter what. You know what I'm saying? So the 1-2 is going to be quarterbacks, or so they're saying.
Well, we're that's specifically for the first round, yeah. But later on, since it also affects later rounds and the number of picks, do you think there could be a little bit of conflict for what the Bucks have planned later on after the assumed drafting of Vernon Hargreaves?
Well, of course. You know, anytime you make any type of trade and somebody's moving up, the possibility of them selecting who you were going to select, or the possibility of them selecting somebody who the team right before you was going to select. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely going to be a domino effect. But I still think as they sit in their war rooms and get ready for the draft, they have five guys if they're available, these are our guys, knowing that all five won't be there. You know what I'm saying? So if one of those five, they're going to be happy. Now, when they're going to have to step up is if two of those five are there, if three of those five are there. Again, highly doubtful because they have it all drawn out where they're anticipating team one taking this guy. So, you know, so yes, it's going to affect, but I still think they have people set in place. If this guy's not there, we're going this way. If that guy's not there, let's go that way. You know, also it's a combination of best player available, position they need. You know, all that stuff does come into play. So
now, if that's the case, if they have everything set up, I've seen draft day, so I know that there's, because that's the end-all be-all when it comes to draft day information. I know there's still movement that happens in between picks.
Sure.
But if they already have stuff set up, why does it take so long? And doesn't it happen where some teams actually run out of time and they lose their
sometimes,
pick?
Sometimes. And sometimes I think they don't want the pick. Whether it's money-wise, you know.
Okay.
You know, you don't want to pay the guy or,
sure.
You know. Yeah, which to me is baffling. What baffles me is the first pick. How come the first pick can't happen in the first 6 seconds?
Yeah, that should be
but
a
no,
done
it takes
deal.
10 minutes. How does it take 10 minutes? You know that you're going with Jameis Winston. You know you're going with Mariota. Why did it take so long? Mm. Who knows? You know,
it's just something. I know there's so many factors that play into it. There's no way to really know, but it was just something that has always been
curious for me. And you are, but you are negotiating.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we're ready to pick you. And some things are brought up, and then he doesn't say the right thing, and then now you're stepping back. And, you know, it's kind of like, to be honest, have you ever played a video game online? Have you ever played dominoes or backgammon or poker,
yeah. And
you run out of time? Why do you run out of time?
Decisions. You get caught up in the thought.
You get somebody calls you. You go to get a soda. You go something. I mean, I play games, as you know. I play all these games online, mm-hmm. and sometimes I run out of time, and I kicked out or booted. I didn't do it on purpose. Sometimes stuff happens. Sometimes who knows why.
Yeah, but you don't have millions of dollars on the line when
sure
it comes to that.
I have millions of dollars. They're not real dollars, but millions of dollars. Don't miss the series premiere of Sports Detectives this Sunday at 9, 8 Central. Muhammad Ali's missing gold medal, the lost flag from A Miracle on Ice. Join private investigator Kevin Barrows and sports reporter Lauren Gardner as they investigate the biggest mysteries in sports history. Sports Detectives premieres this Sunday at 9, 8 Central on Smithsonian Channel. For listings, go to Smithsonian Channel or SmithsonianChannel.com. This is Talking Sports. When we return, we're going to talk some beer. Big Tampa Beer Fest. Curtis Hicks in part tonight and tomorrow. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Holy Hog, the best barbecue in Tampa Bay. Winner of the 2013, 14, and 15 Best of the Bay. Holy Hog, the 2014 and 15 Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown Champs as well. Holy Hog has four convenient locations on Armenia, Henderson, Carrollwood, and downtown Tampa. Also two locations in Amalie Arena. Holy Hog can cater any size event, and the fall catering includes smoked hams and turkeys. So why cook during the holidays? Fresh smoked southern barbecue and homemade sides. Your hometown smokehouse, it's Holy Hog.
What gourmet restaurant features spicy taco, buffalo blue cheese, garlic parm, caramel apple pie, and much more? Chef-inspired popcorn would be that place. That's right, chef-inspired popcorn. Located in Tampa at 7004 Hanley Road. Check them out at cipopcorn.com for more flavors, or they can work with you to come up with your very personal flavor. It's not just popcorn, it's chef-inspired.
Star Wars Night returns to Bright House Field Saturday night, April 23rd. Come experience Star Wars like never before. See the movies come to life with members of the 501st Legion. Pose for pictures and interact with characters so real you'll think you're in the movies. Stay post-game for a huge Star Wars-themed fireworks show that's sure to impress the whole family. Saturday night, April 23rd at Bright House Field, it's Star Wars Night. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and information.
Isn't it time you felt the luxury in your massage experience without the expensive prices? Choose to invest in a healthier state of mind with Massage Lux. Visit our North Tampa location or our West Chase location opening soon to receive your first massage for only $38. Massage Lux is known for our highly trained massage therapists who focus on your needs. Plus, Massage Lux also offers facials, skincare products, and waxing services. So what are you waiting for? Experience the luxurious lifestyle you deserve at an affordable price. For more information, visit us at MassageLux.com or call 813-681-2232 to schedule your appointment today.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system or the boxing or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Since 2004, Staff Zone has been the superior choice for construction, industrial, and special event staffing. Staff Zone currently has 20 locations throughout the Southeast and Texas. Servicing thousands of clients annually, Staff Zone is blue-collar staffing excellence, and we want to work for you. Call us today at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Larry the Cable Guy from the Blue Collar Comedy Tour, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
So 3 years ago today.
More importantly, 10 years ago today. 10 years ago today. Pat Tillman died.
Oh, wow.
10 years ago.
That was a decade. Wow.
Can you believe that? I have no idea what you were going to, but when you said X amount of years, 10 years ago today, the death of Pat Tillman.
That's crazy. The direction I was going was slightly different. 3 years ago today, Twins outfielder Miguel Sano homered for the Fort Myers Miracle, but was ejected by the umpire on his way to first base. The run counted.
Why did he get tossed out?
I'm looking that up right
that's
now.
Awesome.
That's
awesome. And how does the run count?
If he didn't
touch home plate, he didn't touch first base. Did he touch first base? Did he touch first base and then get thrown out and then they needed a pinch runner to run the rest of the bases?
Well, it says that he was ejected while running the bases with two outs in the fifth inning.
That's awesome.
The pitch was a high fastball behind his head. He responded with a home run. Let's see.
Fastball behind his head that he hits for a home run.
Well, no, the first pitch of the at-bat was behind his head. Obviously upset him. 3-1 count. He hits that ball over the left field fence, allegedly pumped his fists and shouted in the direction of the Palm Beach dugout. Plate umpire Fernando Rodriguez ejected the 19-year-old before he reached home, bringing Miracle manager Doug Minkiewicz, that's a name I haven't heard in a while, out of the dugout. He was also tossed, along with Fort Myers left-hander Steven Wickens. Blah, blah, blah. They threw at him, missed. He hit him. It doesn't really say. Was confused over the ejection after the game. Manager said he did not know what the slugger directed towards the Palm Beach dugout, adding, but it doesn't matter. It's not his responsibility to throw a kid for saying something. Didn't really explain it. All
hey,
that
Rugged
well,
Maniac
so.
Tomorrow. Are you excited? Because you doing it. The only person who didn't want to do it
since the day after we ran it last year, I said very, very
adamantly.
Emphatically, I'm never doing this again. And so I have my running shoes. they are ready to go.
How did you get roped into it?
Because nobody else was going to be there. That's why. And somebody from Knockout Radio and Talking Sports has to be there.
I thought it was because you had a buddy that then signed up for it and then you felt obligated.
No, I was already obligated before that.
That's awesome.
That's awful.
I may go. I may go. I may.
You better.
Well, I got things to do.
You got me into this.
That's your...
How do you have things to do? You weren't even supposed to be in town. You already have stuff to do?
Yeah, I do.
This is an overriding thing.
I do. There is plenty of other things to do. All right, so they just announced, Ottawa, back to UFC. Two of our guys.
Ottawa.
Our Canadian correspondent, Elias Theodoro, taking on Tim Bosch.
Ooh.
I know. I hate when guys. Ooh. I hate when two friends of the program.
What's the event?
I don't know. Tell me what's in Canada. Google, go to MMAweekly.com and whatever the old Canada is. Old Canada. Where are you having a fight, old Canada? What's up with your boy, Ronaldo?
What did he do now?
I guess he's hurt. I guess he's not playing this weekend. There's a possibility he'll be out Tuesday for the semifinals of something.
Good. Good.
Tell me why.
Because I'm not a Ronaldo fan.
Is he the best player in all of football? Like that, all of football?
You know, it's hard to... It's really hard to pick one between him and Lionel Messi. I am a little biased, but I say Messi.
Why? What does Messi do?
Messi has more golden boots than Ronaldo does, and the golden boot is... basically the best player in the world award. So when it comes down to that, it's like, well,
all right,
that kind of makes sense.
Back to the question of Trout and Harper. You're starting a team. Which one do you take?
No, Trout.
No, we're talking football. The soccer.
Oh, of these two. Yeah, I take Messi. I do take Messi. He is a year younger than Ronaldo, so you get a little bit more time out of him. It's just like that same, if they're both right there, who do you take from there? I take Messi. He has had a little bit more in the way of off-the-field issues in the sense of his tax issue. Fraud? I don't know if fraud, I don't know how intentional it was, but he had tax issues.
Belt out Purple Rain for me.
Purple Rain.
All right, that was just our little thing for Prince.
So
please don't ever do that again.
I have to go with Messi, though, mainly because of age, because you get an extra year out of him, theoretically,
sure,
because he is a little bit younger. But CR7 is a bad dude. Going back to the vernacular of the youngins these days, he's a bad, bad dude.
Do you care... As we bounce all over the world, it's like Wild World of Sports, you know, they're going all over
the world.
What
in the Wild World of Sports
Lightning
going on here?
Lightning going to take on the winner of the Islanders-Panthers. You care who they take on? You care who they play?
I think it would be cool if it was the Panthers.
Because you want to see the Rats on the ice or because you want to see a Jaromir Jagr?
No, I think it's just the in-state rivalry, especially in a playoff situation, not only playoff but second round of the playoffs. I think it certainly adds to it. It would be good, it would be healthy for hockey in the state of Florida as a whole. So you get more maybe attendance.
You're not gonna have a problem with attendance.
Yeah, they're gonna be sold out either way. But you have more interest drawn for people in the Florida.
In Florida, but you're not gonna
area.
Get much interest the rest of the country. You know, you always want the big markets, just not that we care. I'm not saying I care whether anybody else cares. I'm just saying if it's, you know, a Florida series, is New York going to watch? Is California going to watch? Is, you know, you're going to get less eyes on it.
I don't know, though.
You'll get less
because
eyes.
It's the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. I think regardless of who's in it, people are going to be interested. If you're a hockey fan, you're interested in whoever's playing. So I think it's good because long term, once we get into next season, you have the fact that these two teams played each other in the second round of the playoffs the previous year, and during the next season, you're going to have more people who are from Florida or visiting Florida attending games, even if they're not playing each other. That's the way I think of it and see it.
Okay. I guess you're entitled to that. I don't think people are going to care. I think people outside of Florida will not care.
Stanley Cup playoffs. It's playoff hockey. Everybody loves playoff hockey.
No, that's, you know, I understand that.
But you know what everybody else loves?
I do.
Beer.
I told you.
Especially in this area.
I am so excited. You know, Sean KO Radio stopped by last night as we did some production, and I told him about this event.
We did production before the show?
Yeah, shocking.
Whoa!
That's typically not what we do. But on the phone with us right now is Craig Johnson, who's going to talk to us a little bit about the Big Tampa Beer Fest. It's downtown at Curtis Sixon tonight and tomorrow. Craig, how are you?
Oh, we're doing great.
Tell us a little bit about the Big Tampa Beer Fest.
Oh, we're down in beautiful Curtis Sixon Park. I'm looking out at a nice sunny day with 250 craft beers staring back at me.
It's two big days. It starts today. It goes into tomorrow. Can you tell us some names, some things that people that have never been there? Like, I've never been there. I don't drink a lot, but I'm starting today.
Sure.
Can't wait.
Well, it's unlimited sampling, so you pay one price, and then you come in, you get a little 5-ounce mini mug that you go around, you fill up as much as you like. And the neat thing about this is you can go around and try things you've never had before, and if you don't like them, there's a dump bucket right there, and you go on to the next one. And that way you get to try a whole lot of different flavors outside of your comfort zone you've never had before and find something you like without spending $15 on it.
See, and that's one of the things that I was thinking about, Craig. You know, my son is a big beer guy. He goes to a lot of breweries. He knows what he likes. He knows what he doesn't like. But for people like me that's not a big drinker, but I'm very interested in trying to taste some things, this is perfect.
Right.
It's one cost, and you can try it and move on.
Right, and you can try ciders. You can try all the different lighter beers. You can try darker beers. We've got some breweries from out of state, which makes ours kind of unique, that it's all the local breweries, but we also bring in a lot of them from out of state. And like Mad Tree Brewing Company of Cincinnati's here, and that's their first time at a festival in Florida. And they make some incredible beers. So it's just a great time, and it's obviously a great venue. And we look forward to having everybody down. It's tonight and tomorrow afternoon.
What goes into putting an event like this, you know, together?
It's a lot of work. We actually put them on in six cities in the Midwest and came down to Tampa for some fun in the sun. And we're working with the Humane Society of Tampa down here. And it's a lot of fun, but it's a lot of hard work on hot, humid days in Florida.
Craig, let me ask you this. We are coming out there tonight, and I know it's like your children, you know, which one do you like better and all that kind of stuff. Where should I go first? What is the first beer that I should try when I come out tonight?
You know, I guess I'm a little biased there showing the Mad Tree, but the Mad Tree Psychopathy IPA, it's an award-winning national beer. It's rated 97. It's just an incredible IPA. There's some other great. They have an Axis Monday that's an Imperial Stout that's incredible. There's the local Coppertail and Three Daughters. There's some great specialty beers from them here. There's just a lot of different things to try that are somewhat new to the state, and it's like we said, it's the perfect way to try everything.
One of the things, I'm on your website, BigTampaBeerFest.com. We will have some tickets to give away here in a few minutes. Not only do you have the regular admission, the early admission for today and tomorrow, what I think is super cool is the designated driver ticket. How cool is that?
Right. Right, and that lets them, they get a $5 coupon for food as well. So it's only $15, so you're getting $5 at the food trucks. And then you're also getting unlimited soft drinks and bottled waters. And it's just a way of encouraging people to have designated drivers down here.
Definitely a smart, smart thing. How do people get tickets? Do they just go to the website,
sure,
or can they purchase them out there when they come out?
They definitely want to purchase them in advance because you save $10. Right now, if you go to BigTampaBeerFest.com, they're $30 if you use the code CRAFT. And they're only $30 in advance, and that's for the earlies, which gives you 4 hours of sampling. And if they wait to come to the door, they're $40.
So definitely it's smart to jump online. If you're listening to the show, you have a couple hours to do it. Craig, thank you very much for your time. We're going to give some passes away. I'm going to shoot you a text message during our next break.
Yep.
And I'm looking forward to coming out tonight.
Wonderful. We'll see you then.
It'll be a lot of fun. Thank you, sir. Craig Johnson, everybody, from the Big Tampa Beer Fest. It is down there at Curtis Hickson Park. Beautiful park to walk around, sample all these different beers. And I've never been excited about going to try a beer before.
I'm trying to think of my favorite.
I wouldn't know.
You know what? I think it would be hard to have a favorite, especially going into it. You think you have a favorite, and then you go try, reasonably speaking, 250 craft beers.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'm going to try that.
And I'm sure there's plenty of stuff that you thought you knew just had no clue.
If you'd like to go, go to the website, knockoutradio.com. On the contact page, hit the contact page. In the subject line, put Beer Fest, and we will email you some tickets to go out there. But I'm looking forward to it. It should be a lot of fun. Once again, that is BigTampaBeerFest.com. We're going to go hit our final break. When we come back, we will talk more shenanigans. You can do that when we come back. This is Talking Sports.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Got split ends? Thanks to Mick Verhaer at Got Split End Salon, the whole Talking Sports team can say,
we look marvelous.
Fabulous. Split End Salon is a family hair salon with affordable prices and conveniently located at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. Sarah, the colorist and style director, can do it all. And if Mick can make me look good, then you know he's a miracle worker. So give Got Split Ends a call today at 727-481-8605.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to WestChaseGC.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Elm Avery in Tampa.
What gourmet restaurant features spicy taco, buffalo blue cheese, garlic parm, caramel apple pie, and much more? Chef-inspired popcorn would be that place. That's right, chef-inspired popcorn. Located in Tampa at 7004 Hanley Road. Check them out at cipopcorn.com for more flavors, where they can work with you to come up with your very personal flavor. It's not just popcorn, it's chef-inspired.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
That is Larry the Cable Guy from the Blue Collar Comedy Tour, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Make sure to check out the winner of three Academy Awards, including Best Actor Leonardo DiCaprio, stars in the epic quest for survival and revenge in The Revenant. Available on Blu-ray, DVD, and digital HD. And add your own copy of the number one bestseller that inspired the movie by Michael Punk.
I'm shocked.
Shocked? That's your shocked face?
No, I'm shocked. I happened to jump on Facebook during the break, and first it was Chip Carter. Mm-hmm. And again, this is time comes, times change, whatever. I don't know any of the details. I'm sure they're not going to tell me any of the details. Is he retiring? Was he pushed out? Whatever. But tonight on, I think it's CBS, will be Dave Wirth's last broadcast. I'm not happy about that.
Because?
Dave Wirth, Chip Carter, Al Keck, who is already gone. You know, they're the guys that have been doing the sports in the Tampa Bay area for 15, 20, 30 years. I believe this says 31 years. At 31 and a half years, Dave Wirth is retiring from 10 News. Doesn't seem like nearly that long ago, blah, 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 blah. I was with Dave Wirth. How about this one?
There I was with Dave Wirth.
We need that story time.
Story time with Uncle Randy.
I was at Logan International Airport in
Boston
in 1999. Just left Fenway Park. We're at Logan when I got the call that my son was in the hospital with a sliced eyeball.
Oh, really?
So Dave Wirth, and I'm starting to scream, and Dave Wirth's like, what's wrong?
What? What's going on?
Dave Wirth retiring CBS tonight. So let's all tune in. Even though that's not a channel I typically watch for other reasons, I will watch Dave Wirth as much as I can.
Show some support.
And the hell was that for?
Show some support.
I don't understand that. So, Big Tampa BeerFest.com. Craig just texted me, so we do have some tickets to give away.
Woo.
If you would like to go, just email. Put in the subject line, I love beer.
Das BeerFest.
Now, I know somebody that really does love beer, but he's running the Rugged Maniac tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You think it would be smart for us to hook him up with beer?
Absolutely.
Then he's got to run. Well, it would make more sense.
Post-run.
It would make more sense to use it tomorrow.
Yeah, for tomorrow. Yeah, go over there post-run. Absolutely.
That might be. I might allow that.
That's a good. That's a actually beer, especially for
beer. That's
distance.
The guys that would always yell that at Al Lang.
Salty beer, cold nuts. Salty beer, cold nuts.
That's not good. That is not good at all.
I hate both of those.
How's your Rays doing? Just get me 10 strikeouts. That. I don't care
That's
if
all
you
care
win.
About. That's well, all and I they've been about. Doing that.
They've been doing it well.
That part's been okay.
The furniture store knows me by name now.
Oh, I'm sure.
They're like, don't even worry about it. Here's your coupon.
We got you.
I've already got you plugged in. We knew you were coming.
We got
10 strikeouts or more, you get that free sandwich.
Yeah, the sandwich is all good and whatnot, but it's been a little bit of a rough start to this season, especially for Archer. Supposed to be the ace of the club. And he has never gone deeper in a game than 5 1/3 innings. He's 0-4 with a 7.32 ERA. He's 0-4.
That's when you put all that hype.
Yeah.
You know, just go out and play. Now, I'm not saying that he's done it. But
right, yeah. I mean,
the media, everybody, you know, hammers
that.
On it.
Sure.
Hey, real quick, go check out my friends at Tails Pet Spa, located on Park Boulevard, 5404 Park Boulevard. I'm taking the little puppy over there here shortly. What are you shaking your head for? I just threw out a little...
We'll talk about it off air.
Little plug for him.
We'll talk about it.
Uh-oh. I'm being sent to the principal's office. I already know what
you're
going to say.
You're good.
It's all good.
Yeah, so
threw you off?
A little bit.
Threw you off.
A little bit. For those that went to UFC on Fox 19.
I was there.
You, with the hair on your head. Yes, you and Sean were sitting next to each other deciding on where you wanted to eat after the fights.
Which got changed with the break-in.
Thoughts on overall experience? How did it go for the UFC in Tampa? Coming back to Tampa first time in 7 years. Thoughts on how it went.
I think this is a awful market.
Mm-hmm.
I was disappointed in the crowd. You know, there was a lot of empty seats.
There were
a lot of empty seats. Now, part of that is main event, co-main event, both got pulled.
There's a lot of changes last second, yeah.
You know, there is a lot of reason for that. But on the same line, I see this everywhere I go. I see this everywhere the UFC goes. You know, the problem is, last week, this week, next week, the week after, every third week, every second day. And if it's not the UFC, Bellator's tonight. You know, there's just so much. You know, back in the day, and I've said this, you know, numerous times, you know, back in the day, it was every 3 months. It was a Super Bowl. It was a big deal. Now, if you don't watch next week. If you don't watch John Jones now that it's OSP, watch the week after.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the crowd at the open workout at Tigers World was good. It's a small venue. So it was deceiving as well.
Yeah, it was packed, but it is a little bit smaller.
It is deceiving. They've had some of these at massive gyms, 30,000 square feet. So you could put 500 people in there and it looks empty. Mm-hmm. At Tiger's World, I don't know the exact, numbers and stuff, but, 300 people that might have been there made it seem packed, which was cool. That's why sometimes you don't want to be in a major venue.
Absolutely.
That's why a lot of times, whether it's the UFC or any other organization, they go to a USF Sun Dome, not necessarily MLA Arena. So I thought the workouts were flawless. Mm-hmm. I thought the people that put it on, let me hurt myself. Pat myself.
Yeah, pat.
I think everybody involved, from Anthony Gonzalez and Joe Valdez and Defiant Daniel and Danny Alvarez and all those guys that helped run the Tiger's World Open workout, did a phenomenal job. I think the fans were awesome. It was funny. I like Khabib so much more now than I did before. And I'm going to tell you why. Khabib got left. All the UFC people kind of left him. So he's in the open workout area now, kind of getting mobbed for autographs. And he turned to his people and said something negative.
Okay.
Okay. And then turned back with a smile on his face, signing autographs. So he was pissed, but he didn't let anybody know. And I thought that was cool. A lot of times you go up to somebody, you ask for an autograph or whatever, a picture, and they give you this, nasty, they don't want to be there.
Yeah.
He didn't want to be there, and you didn't know it. And next time I see him, I'm going to tell him that.
Gotcha.
That I was impressed by that. People should have been around him. I was trying to funnel him into the back room and get people back where they were supposed to go. But I respect him a lot more now, for doing that.
Moving on to the fights themselves, quality of the card. How did it turn out compared to what we were expecting once fight night?
I thought it was a decent card. I thought what went down were good fights, with the exception of the Rashad fight.
Dotson Gambarian.
Dotson.
What?
Yeah, but did you see what Dotson did?
After the fact.
No, did you see what Dotson did yesterday? And I like John Dotson.
He tweeted something.
Yeah, he tweeted something.
He tweeted and deleted.
Yeah. Did you see what he tweeted?
I didn't see the actual tweet. No.
I like John Dotson. Mm-hmm. I'm a big Greg Jackson. We never got to talk about the skydive.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that next week. But John Dotson made a comment about the passing
of China.
Mm-hmm. And I think it was Prince. I think it was the two.
Oh, he said both?
He said both names and said they were both great men. And then got it deleted off, which was stupid.
Yeah.
China did a lot, for the WWE,
for the sport.
Very athletic. A big person, kind of, very similar to Cyborg. But it's just there's a time to do something and a time not to. And saying that about a death and then saying that, and he pulled it down right away, but that's...
But what has been said cannot be unsaid.
It can't be, and that's the problem with Skype and Twitter and all that kind of stuff. And I've been known to do it as well. I've done some pretty stupid things and things we all have. That I regret doing and texting and tweeting, and, time moves on. All right, before we run out of time, I know we have just about 1 minute left. We have some passes for the Big Tampa Beer Fest. So if you'd like to, go to our website, knockoutradio.com, and just send me an email and register, or purchase tickets at bigtampabeerfest.com. We've got the Revenant book to give away. So if you'd like that, go to knockoutradio.com as well and put in the subject line that you want that. We've got the Sport Detectives info. We have the UFC 128 in promotion for tomorrow's John Jones. So a ton of stuff to give away. All you got to do is go to knockoutradio.com. Shoot me an email. I'd be more than happy to forward it. We have some t-shirts and tons of stuff to give away. If you want to hit me up on Twitter, feel free at Knockout Radio.
At KOX. See everybody.
WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF, Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR, Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen.
Possible overdose, Florida abortion ruling. I'm Michael Toscano. The autopsy on pop superstar Prince was underway this morning as speculation grows about what caused his sudden death yesterday at age 57. Jim Roop tells us about reports of a recent drug overdose.
Prince was rushed to the hospital.